Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was boring. People were sleeping. Nobody enjoyed it. There was no good feeling.
3, 2, 1. This is Regis Philbin. When I'm in Omaha, Nebraska, I listen to Chad.
What is wrong with you?
Morons, incompetent morons. These people are morons. La dee dee dee.
I have no idea what that is. I can play. This is like a new...
I think that was the song from European Vacation when the Griswolds go shopping in Milan, Italy.
Yeah, this is like the third Chevy Chase reference this week because we were talking the other day. By the way, Adam Carter's back. We'll talk about Adam's trip. We're very glad to have him back. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. You know me. I'm on record. Chevy Chase, not funny. And I had multiple friends of mine who are torturing themselves and listen to us. And they were all over me for it. And so that I think you're right. Should I just hit another one? Because I've literally have no idea what else is going to pop up here. Let's go.
Oh, now it's, look who's back.
Now it's working. And that works perfectly with your return. Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
You want to give a quick recap about the festivities?
Oh, wonderful. Went to Isla Mujeres, the island of women. Just off of Cancun, Mexico. I went down Friday, came back late yesterday afternoon.
So how did you pick that location?
It's a location I've always wanted to go to.
The Island of Women. Like, what guy doesn't want to go to the Island of Women?
Is it true? I mean, I got to find out. But I've always wanted to go there, and I did a lot of online investigating.
Okay. How confident did you feel about it?
Very confident, because I rented a house on VRBO.
Okay.
And it's actually, the house we rented is on VRBO. It's also on Airbnb. And I could not find a negative review of this place. I mean, not one. And I said, there's got to be something. And I've looked at the pictures of it so many times. It was really that when I got to the house there, when we got to the house Friday, it's like I'd been there because I'd looked at the right. photos so much.
You studied but it so much.
Absolutely 100% lived up to it. It was just incredible place. And
how'd you get there?
Airplane? Ever hear of it?
AOC doesn't like that. He wants you to take a train eliminate a cow. But where'd you stop? Right there?
Flew into Cancun.
Cancun.
The ferry over across to Isla.
Yep.
And did you guys do grocery shopping and stuff?
A little bit. We had a full kitchen, but we didn't utilize it. I mean, we had got our own little snacks and stuff.
Yep.
But there's so many food options, and it was just...
And how were they?
Food was incredible.
Oh, that's great.
Fresh seafood.
I had some vacation envy going on from
it's
your
just... And...
Yeah, it was beautiful back here, in case you...
Well, in fairness, I mean, our final day there, our final full day
It rained, and it was 77.
Like monsoon.
Oh, was it?
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, all the streets flooded. It was just crazy. And you feel confident wading through ankle-deep rainwater on the streets of Mexico.
Yeah, where you have
You're hoping your shots are current.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying.
Hold on a second.
No.
It's not exactly
no,
the...
He has a very
I've been to
point.
Mexico multiple times myself
He's not
also.
Referencing the rain. He's referencing what's under the ground that's coming up.
And
with
what's
the
washing
rain.
Over
okay,
the
There's a reason they
Trump.
Say don't drink the water.
Okay, Donald.
Bleep hole country.
Yeah.
I'm in here.
Seriously, yesterday it was DeRussia down on Roma because they speak Spanish in the movie. And now you're like, hey, if it rains in Mexico, I might get murdered.
Went into, you know, they've obviously Mexico, a lot of people selling various wares. You go in and
okay.
T-shirts and things like that.
Well, let's
pull a lot of T-shirts and hats, very supportive of our president,
oh,
surprisingly.
I bet they are. Okay, let's stay with this a little bit longer. Adam is here. At one point, this booking fell apart because ABC News had lined him up, but he called us back and said, I'm more loyal to you. He was going to be on the Strahan and Sarah Haynes show, but the Love Doctor's with us at 12:35. It is very sadly 1 year to the day after Parkland. We're going to have two really good guests on back-to-back days. Obviously, another good one tomorrow. But we have an excellent one at 1:35. And then Dara, maybe Dara's going to help people out, right, with last-minute food options for Valentine's Day. The Andrew McCabe story we're going to get to early. It's remarkable in all sorts of different ways, including, by the way, if you think he's lying. Or if you think this is just the swamp out against the president. It's everybody's stunning all sorts of ways, including if it's true. That's coming up. A little more details on Adam's trip. Here he is with an update right now. All right, where do we stand on if we're traveling and it's just wherever you go, it's like they're just trying to sell you every trinket, every gadget. I mean, it's just...
It used to bug me tremendously, but it wasn't bad this time and because I am not a barterer. I do not like that experience. People thrive on that. They love it. I tried it even this time and... Oh, this is the greatest story. Well,
I can't wait till you're off the air so I can tell you what happened in the break room.
That guy. I mean, that guy barters on water.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But the greatest example was the last day, it's raining, so I've got my sandals on, and they're soaked. And it's like, you know, I'm just going to go buy a new pair of water shoes or something. You know?
Okay. So yep.
I walk into this one, and I see one I like, and this woman's like, 180 peso. I said, no, come on, 100 peso. No, 180 pay. Okay, I'll take them. So I get them because I try the right one on. I'm like, they're a little snug, but I'm like, this will work.
Yeah.
They were connected. I cut the cord. I put the other one on, and the other one is considerably tighter and barely fits. So I walk back over to where Jennifer was, and I take them off, and I look at the bottom. The other one's like two sizes smaller than the other one. So I walk back over there. I say, look, they're not matching. No match. And they just they're laughing at me.
Oh.
And I said... They just laughed at me, and I said, you know, that's another thing. Learn a foreign language. Stupid American here. I don't know, you know, I know enough Spanish to get me by.
How should I feel? My significant other fluent in Spanish, and I'm still.
And I'm just sitting there. They're just laughing at me, and so I walked out. And I'm like, okay, thank you.
Did you walk out with 1.11 and 1.7?
Yeah, yep, I left him there.
I mean, the last example of a bad negotiating like that was if you're offered for your border wall $25 billion, you end up getting $1.375.
Yeah.
I mean, art of the deal.
Oh, when I moved out of my house last year, I had a guy come and picking up trash. He picked up one load, and then I had another load a couple weeks later. I called him back, and he comes over, and this one was considerably larger.
Yeah.
And he's looking at it, he's like, well, this one's going to be a little more, and before he even like gives me an offer, I just said, how about this much money? Sure, okay. Like, so I basically offered him more money than he was going to ask me for.
Well, you're involved in something right now. I'm not sure you want to be tipping your hand about your art of your negotiations right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm mediocre negotiating. I've been around people, though, who are really, really good at it.
Yeah.
And I like watching it. Do you like, I mean, not that it gets contentious, but it's just, this is it.
Yeah.
This is what I'm, that's it.
Yeah.
And they're just way better at it than me.
Mm-hmm. The only time I've ever been, it was like unintentionally, and I decide, you know, I don't want it, so I leave. Then they chased me down. Okay. I'm like, oh, okay. That's,
And you still.
So you just got to be willing to walk away.
Lindsay, how do you rate yourself as a negotiator?
Negatively. I rate myself negatively. I view that as confrontation, and I don't like confrontation, so I just go.
Same way.
Oh, you want $15? Okay, cool.
Yep.
The only time I'll do it is if it's like on Craigslist or something. Like I negotiated John's Christmas present a little bit, but that was it. Because that's email, and it's a lot easier.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's a lot easier when you're not.
Is it easier to do that through
100%.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. Yeah. Even if it was like on the phone, I'd be like, no, right. I don't do that.
Where are the main areas where people negotiate right now? I mean,
cars
still, right?
Cars.
Is there
one.
Still
houses?
Is there still for sure houses? Okay. And houses, there has to be some leeway. Do we still have large leeway with cars? Like if you see a car, hypothetically, it's $10,000, or of course it wouldn't be that. It'd be $9,999, right? How much wiggle room traditionally is there? Is it like 10%? Is it 20%? Does it depend upon the dealership? I mean, and does everybody just like, if, okay, you go in, and I'm now the dealer, right? And you say to me, $7,000. Do I automatically just say, nope? Do I just, no matter what, keep saying no until I feel like, because I know how to do it? And are most of these folks trained at their dealership? Stay strong. Stay strong until you have to, because you don't want them walking out the door.
That, and usually nowadays, you're negotiating your monthly price, right? I mean, honestly, for the this is what I want to pay per month.
For sure.
And then they're like, oh, well, you know, if you just do this a little much more.
Yeah, that's it, because that's where they're probably getting you. If you could put down a little more, right, and think about it's the figure, because they want the little bit more on the upfront. How about the travel with the flight and everything? Okay.
Oh, great. Yeah. Sun Country on the way down.
Yep.
Great. And Delta on the way back.
Oh, la-di-da. I mean, you're switching, you're mixing and matching. I mean, a lot of us don't have that time, don't have that ability to do that.
2 pounds, no, 3 kilos over our suitcase yesterday in Cancun. They wanted $100. $100 American for the over. So we was like, no, I don't think so. I mean, we ended up taking out like a curling iron and a pair of shorts.
Some of Jen's stuff had to be removed, not your stuff.
No, yeah, into the carry-on.
Or is the curling iron for you? I mean, you're not Mr. Fancy with your hair.
Well, the hair dryer now.
Yeah, well, the exact.
I've used a hair dryer more in the last 2 months than I have in my entire life.
How does it feel?
I love it.
Yeah? What was the best food item you had?
Oh, boy. I think I had some grilled shrimp one night that was incredible. We had these. It was like fried quesadillas item that was just I think the atmosphere more. There's a restaurant on the very southern tip of the island.
Yep.
That the view is just unreal. And we had just a light lunch there that was exceptional. You really cannot go wrong.
Would you go back?
Oh, 100%.
Nice. And again, say it again for people.
Isla Mujeres.
Okay.
It's like a 20-minute ferry ride from Cancun.
We're already getting texts for the Love Doctor. We want more texts.
Is he going to be in studio or on the phone?
Well, I think we're still negotiating.
Oh, okay.
We're still negotiating because he's a little bitter because he is a big Michael Strahan fan. And when Strahan called, that's when he called me. And I didn't answer my phone because I don't answer phone calls when I don't recognize the number. But then he sent me a text and said I can go on Strahan, and he actually said in the text to this pregnant woman, which I thought was a bit inappropriate not to know her name. But I convinced him to live up to the commitment, and he said I might travel there. So we're trying to figure that out. So somebody's saying put the clothes on, you know, if you're over. Do people do that, you think, Lindsay? If you're like you're just like 2 pounds over, you just start putting on a sweater and
I've definitely done that.
That's probably not.
John and I are milking the system on our upcoming trip and we're sharing a checked bag. Did you do that?
That's what we did. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way to go.
It is there is a difference when you're packing to go to a warm weather destination about how small the clothes are versus like if you're going someplace cold.
Yeah, and the house we had a laundry on site.
That's a
Well, la-dee-da.
No, that's nice. Seriously, yeah. If you stay somewhere and there's a little kitchen available for you, just even for some snacks and just to clean up, that's a nice touch. Okay, we need your questions, your dilemmas, your problems, whether it's with love, whether it's with sex, whether it's, you know, you're single, you're alone, whatever it might be for the love doctor. We're going to take phone calls with the specialist in about 10 minutes, 651-989-9226. Lindsay's put something very nice up on Facebook. Check it out. We encourage you to check out our Facebook page daily. In fact, Adam's telling me there's a 74% chance today that if you check out our Facebook page for the first time today, you will win $1 million. 74% chance that if you sign up, you like us, Facebook.com/Chad Hartman Show, that $1 million might come your way. The Love Doctor, whether it's through a phone call, through a text, or on Facebook, he is only 10 minutes away. Your Linda's construction time check is 12:25. Time to call for 75% off installation labor on Infinity by Marvin Windows. Among the texts coming in, I don't know how we got to the border security, I guess, because Adam was in out of the country. You cannot negotiate with Democrats because they're not truly interested in thorough border security. More illegal aliens means more votes. It's extremely obvious. No, it's not.
You know, that's what I said when coming through customs yesterday. I said, you know, I'm not a resident of this country, but I want to come in and I'll vote whoever you tell me to. And they said, come on in.
Yeah. And then you know what else he said? I've got 20 different illegals with me. Most of them are just rapists. A couple of them are murderers. And a couple of folks were outraged. But then there were various Democratic representatives there went, yeah, come on in. Come on in.
Are you a coyote? No, I'm not. Yeah. But I'm traveling with a cougar.
Show me one scintilla of proof that Democrats want that. One, okay, we can have border security issues. And again, I've said it 50 times. I'll say it again. I think there are parts of our border where a wall makes absolute sense, 100%. I think it's absurd when Nancy Pelosi said a wall is immoral. Well, then we better tear down the whole wall. But for the president, this is about one thing, running in 2016 and, more importantly, running in 2020. And Mr. Art of the Deal, Mr. Negotiator, Mr. Watching TV for 7 hours during the day, had $25 billion in front of him. $25 billion. And he says he wants to resolve Dreamers, right? He said I was going to be that person. But guess what? Co-presidents Coulter and Hannity ripped him for it, so he backpedaled. Then we had the government shutdown, which accomplished nothing. So now he has less than he had before. But what he's going to do now is take money from other areas where apparently it's not as important, such as California fire relief or Puerto Rico. Those really minor, exaggerated, overrated things. What a skillful negotiator. Among the texts here on negotiation, never negotiate unless you're ready to buy. I sold cars for 10 years. It's a waste of time to get in negotiation on something that you're not prepared to buy. I get that, right? But don't you think most of us who are going to the dealership are ready to buy at that point, or is it you're browsing? You're looking around.
Well, I don't get. I mean, why? If you're in the negotiating stage, aren't you fully prepared to buy anyway? I mean, why would you negotiate on something you don't intend to buy? I don't get that.
I was enjoying the show until suddenly turned into Trump bash. Thank you. Goodbye. Well, if you only want to listen to the show when you agree 100% with what we're saying, then you need to get your own show, right? Because then you'll only agree with yourself. Adam.
What?
Never tell the dealership what you want your payment to be.
Could have used you 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And I come. My father, my uncle, my grandfather, all car dealers.
Yeah, so you should be good at this, right? Rule number one. Always ask someone what they're thinking first. Never throw out the number first. Yeah, they want to get you on the number, right? Don't you think that's pretty much it? I want to get. Okay, Love Doctor has arrived in the building. He arrived with handlers. The handlers are a bit of a pain.
Did you see that robe he's wearing?
He is wearing a robe that he will describe when he's here. So right now, through text, phone calls, and comments on Facebook, we need you to call in with a question for the Love Doctor or text us with a dilemma or talk about your expertise and the Love Doctor will react. You can text us 81807. You can go on the Facebook page, facebook.com/Chad Hartman Show, or call in. We'd love calls. 651-989-9226. Love Doctor, moments away on WCCO. The folks have lined up. We've tried a number of times to get him on.
Hello.
Here he is.
Ooh, I'm tingly with anticipation.
Doctor, good to see you
good
in person.
Good to see you. Thank you
yes,
for having me.
Yes.
And I'm sorry I got violent during the commercial break, but I can't have my picture taken. We can't take the picture and put it on your Facebook page.
Lindsay just wanted to take a picture of you.
Lindsay, you are looking lovely today.
Are you comfortable with these levels?
I'm comfortable. The levels are good. The lights are good and low.
How do I look today, Love Doctor?
You need a lot of work, Chad.
Wow.
I'm going to give you my private line.
Wow. Love Doctor, what is your overall theme this year for Valentine's Day?
I don't like to have overall themes. I like to do the over-under. And that theme is always about one thing. Do what makes you happy.
I was going to say.
Do what makes you comfortable.
I was going to say over, right? I mean, you can't be under. You know, you got to be over. Happy.
Whatever position makes you happy.
Exactly. Among the texts and the phone lines, one line available right now, 651-989-9226. Somebody right away, Love Doctor, wishing you a happy Valentine's Day.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you, you know. But I think we have talked about that. I think I have been on Valentine's Day before.
You have.
My message is this. If there is an over-under, under the table, under the covers message about Valentine's Day, it is this. Every day should be Valentine's
That's
Day.
True.
Don't just make it one day.
How many people
buy the cliche box of chocolates?
Wear red today.
Please.
I mean, like, think about somebody's wearing red. They come back today. They've been out of town for a little bit, and then they just have a splash of red. I mean,
that's what I like. Just a little splash to say, I'm not all in, but I'm in a little bit.
All right, Love Doctor. Would you like a text or phone call?
Thank you for cutting me off. I was getting into
a little bit of trouble there. I was a little worried. Gerard is calling in.
I love the name Gerard.
Gerard, go ahead. You're on with the Love Doctor.
Well, thank you for taking my call because I'm pretty desperate. This has gotten, I guess, weird to say the least.
Okay.
So
we like weird.
I've been married.
I like weird.
You haven't heard this yet. So I've been married to my wife for about 28 years. Everything was pretty normal in terms of the bedroom. And then about 3 months ago, she suddenly cut me off, like nothing.
Ooh.
And it's out of the blue.
Ooh.
So I waited like a month just in case it would kind of stir back up again, and it didn't. So I sat her down and I said, you know, what's wrong? What can I do? And she said, well, actually, if you'd be willing to wear a dark suit to bed, that might do it. And I'm like, well,
like a full suit?
You know,
like a dark suit.
And red tie and a dark suit. So I'm thinking, well, that's, you know, a little role playing. It's a little odd, but, you know, it's not too much to ask, I guess. So I bought a dark suit, tried it out, and it didn't work. So the next day, I said, well, I thought the suit was going to work. And she said, well, if you would actually be willing to gain some weight. Like, gain some weight? She says, yeah, if you can get to, like, 260 pounds. I mean, tell people you're 240, but 260 would be great.
Okay. What are you approximately right now?
I'm, like, 200.
Oh.
So, I mean, I had to gain 60 pounds. Jeez.
How did you
and
do
tell
it?
People
did
I'm 240, so it's really only 40 in terms of what I'm telling people.
Yeah.
Tried that. That didn't work. So then she goes, well, you know what, honey, you're actually kind of pale. So, you know, I'd really like to take you in for a spray tan where I go get my spray tans, and if you can just kind of colored up a little bit. I'm like, all right. She goes, in fact, I'll go with you. So she takes me to this spray tan place, doesn't even let me talk to the person, and then orders up an orange tan, like an orange colored tan. And she sprays me up, makes sure I have the eye goggles on, which I don't know why you need eye goggles when you're getting a spray tan.
Right. Well, yeah.
So she sprayed me up, orange tan, and then right next door was a hairstylist, and she literally drags me in by the hand, goes in, sits me in a chair, and tells the woman to dye my hair blonde and then do a comb over. And then it dawned on me, I'm like, yes. You want to sleep with Donald Trump?
Yes.
You want me to be Donald Trump?
Yes.
Make the bedroom great again.
It was horrible. I mean, it was absolutely horrible. So now I have a dilemma. Do I just consider abstinence, or do I basically bail on any principle I've ever had?
Gerard, we have a bit of a dilemma right now because it turns out, Love Doctor, on the line, Gerard's wife.
Oh, no.
Gerard's wife was listening to this and decided to call in. Love Doctor, this is your specialty. What would you like to ask her?
Well, this is difficult to do. Usually this is a one-on-one or one-on-two consultation.
Excuse me.
But let's bring in, I forget her name, I'm sorry.
What is your name?
Melania.
Of course
Melania.
It is.
Of course it's Melania.
Yes.
So do you like the full Trump package?
Well, first of all, I have to say everything he said right now is fake news.
Yeah. What part was anything in Gerard's story true?
Well, maybe the spray tan.
The spray tan.
The suit.
Yeah. Well, those are two.
Excuse me, Melania. Are you gonna deny that you told me that the lying and the cheating makes you hot?
Well, only, you know, it's just the porn star. I do have a thing for porn stars.
Wow.
This is crazy, and I'm running out of room on my notepad here. I think I'm going to have to get a number and get some off-site consultation here.
You know, it's
here.
Funny that you say that because I was going to say, I really feel like this. We need, like, some, a personal one-on-one with the Love Doctor.
Ooh, yeah.
Wait. Is Gerard involved with this?
Does he have a dark suit?
No, I'm wearing velour from top to bottom.
Well, you know, I also have a thing that's funny you say that because I also have a thing for the dude.
Oh.
The Big Lebowski?
Yes. Where does your husband fit in this mix, Melania?
I feel bad for Geraldo. Was that his name?
No, Gerard.
Gerard, I'm sorry.
Geraldo.
I do feel bad for Geraldo, too, sometimes. But, my advice is this. Don't build the wall around your heart.
And is your name really Melania, or did you change your name to Melania?
It's my stage name.
Stage name.
And what stage could we find you at?
I'll tell you that in our private session.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to put... I'm going to hang up.
This is why I love coming on your show, Chad.
Gerard, how do you feel about what your wife, Melania, had to say there?
I just hope that the special session goes well.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Special session.
I hope the one-on-one works out for the both of them.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
The specialist of sessions.
How often does that happen where you talk to a couple and it turns out one of the two, if not both of them, are aroused around your presence?
Well, it happens all the time, especially if you look at the robe I'm wearing here.
Please do not keep the robe where it's at right now.
It happens, but doctor-patient confidentiality, what happens in the office stays in the office.
JR, go ahead. You're on with the Love Doctor.
Thematically, my problem is kind of similar to Gerard's, except it's a little bit become more chronic, and I really, from the doctor side, I need your help.
Okay.
I was a local, I won't say celebrity, but athlete that you probably could figure out. I started dating this woman, and her desire and malady is sweets. And she feeds me, and I'm not really the athlete that I once was. It's deep down inside, that former athlete. But the problem that I have now, Love Doctor, it's Valentine's Day, and she's going to want to have some sweets tonight. I just returned from my doctor, Dyna Family Physicians, and I found out I'm pre-diabetic.
Oh.
And her expectation is going to be maybe not eat the cake off of her per se, but there will be something involved, and I think my health is at risk, and I'm concerned that she doesn't take no for an answer. And woman, Yennefer, could really be the end of me, and I don't want to have diabetes. I want to be able to be maybe back in the game again.
I'm torn.
I like her a lot.
Yep.
And I just, if I have to eat one more sweet, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Love Doctor. What do you do?
Well, he seems like, is that Chad Greenway? Because he sounded like Chad Greenway.
No, well, I don't think he's willing to. Okay. To, you know, I can't eliminate it.
No.
I mean, I don't want to.
I've seen Chad. He looks like he's in great shape.
I think it sounds more like Matt Burke myself.
Okay.
But
I would say this. The sexual experience in the bedroom.
Yep.
Or the whatever experience you're having, that is part of the healthy lifestyle. And yes, chocolate is an aphrodisiac, it's been proven, but so are healthy foods. A smoothie, lemongrass smoothie. I'm thinking things that...
That doesn't strike me things as that are sexy and hot.
Pliable.
Smoothie.
Well, many you would... If the mood is right, the food...
How about kale?
Is all
I mean,
right.
Is that what you're...
Nobody likes kale. Nobody should have kale anywhere near the bedroom.
JR, if it was healthy food, do you think she has interest in that, or is it only just sweets?
Pants are expensive, Chad.
Yeah?
And my dad once said, the heavier you get, you have to get bigger clothes and fatter friends.
Yeah.
I'm running out of bigger clothes and fatter friends.
This is a very this fit city.
It's true.
She's feeding me while I'm sleeping.
Oh, my God. Well, I wish you the best. I don't think we resolved his issue.
It is Valentine's Day, and I know chocolate is a big part of it, as I said, but it's so cliche. Try something new. Try some, I don't know, yogurt.
Yogurt?
Greek yogurt.
Greek yogurt, okay. Among the texts coming in, it's Tim, by the way, 61, 42 years married.
Congratulations, Tim.
How many days rest should I need between good sex?
If it's that good, take a week off, buddy.
A week?
You've earned it.
What defines good sex, Love Doctor?
You know it when you have it.
My wife and I have been married for 40 years. We're 61 years old. We're big with the 61-year-olds in the segment. She has lost her libido. Is there something she can do for that? Because I really enjoy making love to her. Thank you, Love Doctor.
Again, oh, man. Role-playing is common.
You like role-playing.
I love role-play. I role-play every day. Roll into bed and roll out of bed. This velour, just you can slide right out of bed.
Another text here.
Have you ever worn velour from head to toe?
I didn't in college.
I recommend it.
I did in college. Would I be a bad person if I broke up with my girlfriend today? I need to save some money. Listen,
yes.
This is an expensive day, right?
That's the thing, though. Don't. It's not money. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir. People know this. If you need to spend a lot of money on a person that is making you spend money, you're with the wrong person. You're with the wrong person.
I was recently on a first date in a warm climate. More texts here. We were having a very nice dinner, a great time, until the mosquitoes descended. My date became extremely violent, screaming, "Get me out of here. I got to get out of here." I was terrified, but I was stuck. I was able to get home, but I'm concerned how has her personality completely changed. Do I give him another chance, Love Doctor?
I know the feeling. There's a sweetness to me, an aura, if you will, where I attract mosquitoes. So I would tell this texter that your significant other has some aura, some special aura that you must stay with for the rest of your life.
Love Doctor, we've got Sherry on the line. Mm. She received what she's calling a very unusual Valentine's Day gift.
Oh, okay. Sherry, thank you for calling in. What do you have for us?
Well, it's something that I love, but most people think it's weird. I got an apple pie because I love pie, and that's my favorite. However, the best thing was I got a large package of oxtails, so I can make oxtail soup.
Wow. Mm. Love Doctor, are you familiar with oxtails?
Not in soup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you make them with, like, mushroom and barley.
To me, that's an interesting combination, Love Doctor. What does that mean to you?
Oxtail in soup?
Oxtail, no, the combo of oxtail and apple pie.
Mm.
No, you eat the pie for dessert.
Oh, you ate it already?
Well, no, I ate one piece of it today.
Oh, okay.
I'm rationing it.
Yeah, okay. Love, Doc. Thank you, Cher. We'll let you go. You can listen. What do you think?
Have the pie before the oxtail soup. That's my advice.
What about lovemaking after oxtail soup? That doesn't sound...
too bloated?
I mean, I is it literally, like, am the, I just dumb and I don't know what oxtail is? Or is it actually, say, like, an,
no,
the tail of an ox?
I mean, I think it is,
I think you got the wrong guy if you're asking me to break down oxtail soup. But I will say this, there is no wrong time for lovemaking.
I'm going back to the text here. I'm going on a first date this Saturday. What type of question do I ask from a man to a woman? Yeah. What? And is there a lot of pressure going on a date so soon after Valentine's Day?
Have you ever been arrested in a foreign country? That's where I like to start.
What if they say yes, Love Doctor? If the answer is yes, does that make you...
I think you've got a bad boy on your hands or a bad girl on your hands, and I think that's someone you want to stay with.
To the Love Doctor, my...
Have you ever been locked up abroad?
My best friend, my boyfriend, excuse me, has a big smelly dog that likes to watch when we're getting on.
We've had this call before.
How can I make this stop? Where do you stand on that, Love Doctor, with animals?
If the dog is watching, ignore the dog. If the dog tries to do more than watch, then you've got a real problem on your hands.
I thought you're the one who's told me many times there are no lines. There are no boundaries. And it appears now, with the dog, you're drawing a boundary.
She's afraid of the dog. She's concerned about the dog. In some other bedrooms, that might be acceptable.
Lindsay, do you have a particular question for the Love Doctor right now? Something that stands out to you. Maybe your own life or maybe a friend's story.
I'm good.
Wow.
Yes, you are.
That's uncomfortable.
Love Doctor. Sorry,
I don't mean to make people, but did you know that making someone uncomfortable can make them incredibly comfortable?
I don't believe that.
Well, this just got really...
I mean,
not to the point of like...
I mean, if you're...
Louis C.K. uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean...
That's like, criminal.
How...
I think we're talking Ryan Adams later in the show.
Oof. Yeah, exactly. Love Doctor, can I ask you this last question before we go?
Yes, it is velour. I've made that clear on several occasions.
On this night, do you have a special one?
I do.
Yeah.
She is the...
Is she Mrs. Love Doctor?
She is my... I forget what the term is. It was on the tip of my tongue. Bubejo.
Lindsay, I've never heard that term before. Have you?
I believe it's Spanish for bubble.
Bubble. You call your significant other bubble. You know, Love Doctor, you do you. That's what I say. Thank you. Love Doctor, always a pleasure.
It's been my pleasure.
Lindsay has...
Well, actually, the pleasure has been all the listeners.
Lindsay has an envelope for you before you leave. I don't know what's in the envelope, but that's up to you and Lindsay to figure that out. Thank you very much, Love Doctor. We will get back to a little bit of normalcy next hour. You never know, the Love Doctor might pop up later here on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.